Well, I know that we have tried to moderate considerably some of the concerns that they have by establishing a $50 billion fund that would be for emergency help for hospitals that might get in serious trouble as a result of the changes we've made. And we've also extended the period of time for the changes to trigger in. So I think the extended time and the $50 billion fund to help hospitals in trouble, that we won't have closures of hospitals.